Are you struggling to meet your fitness goals? Do you feel as though a mental block keeps you from reaching your full potential mentally and physically? Do you struggle with determining what your body and mind need to achieve the healthy life you desire? Well, my guest today can lead you to the body of your dreams. This is your podcast for health and inspiration, Which Way Is Life? I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and this is episode number 74. And if you like what you hear today, please take 30 seconds and rate and review the podcast on iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. My guest today is certified nutritionist and personal trainer, Sloan Davis. Sloan has helped thousands of people around the world to achieve health and wellness goals, both mentally and physically. She has been featured in People and Fitness Magazine, as well as the Daily Mail, Yahoo News, and Mind Body Green. Her website, love this, pancakesandpushups.com, allows clients to receive personal training and tailored nutrition plans from Sloan. How cool is that? And today we're going to talk about her methods for helping people reach their health and wellness goals. And we're going to get some vacation tips for you too. Sloan, thank you for joining me. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
I think one thing would be just to take 20 minutes out of your day to move, doing anything. Get the blood flowing.
Dancing in place, putting some music on, moving to it, walking around the block, anything.
Absolutely. Taking a dog for a walk, you got it. Anything that involves moving around.
I love it. So get moving. Good tip.
Yes.
All right, Sloan, before we dig into your story, can you let us in on your personal life? What brings you joy when you're not saving the world?
My children. I have a 14 and a 16-year-old boy and a girl. I love my family life. Outside of my immediate family, my extended family. And I love just really having a healthy and positive attitude the older I get.
Mm-hmm. So cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audible.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So Sloan, let me ask you this. What is the biggest challenge people face with diet and exercise?
Absolutely having the right mindset before you're ready to begin. If you are not mentally ready to begin your new lifestyle, which I hope it would turn in for anybody, you can't do it. Your mind really has to be in it to win it, per se. You have to be willing to accept the challenge, know that life will change a little bit. You might have ups and downs, hard times, good times. But mentally, you need to be prepared.
So for someone struggling with that, they just can't get their head in the right direction, ready to start and stay committed to a diet, or they're on, they're off, they're on, they're off. What kind of advice do you have for that person?
My advice is that motivation comes from action. So if you give yourself 2 short weeks to stick to a plan, which it's not a lot of time in the scheme of things, you'll be able to see both physically and mentally changes in those 2 short weeks. You're going to start to feel better. I have clients that are able to walk down the steps easier. Their joints and they don't have as much pain in their body. They mentally feel healthier because they're eating more health-conscious foods. So when those 2 weeks are up and you've given yourself just that short amount of time and you see results, it really should motivate you to continue the journey and go one step forward. And you really should look at things in small batches. Don't look that you have 50 pounds to lose in a year. You think about a pound a week will get you, you know, another step closer to your goals, one day at a time.
And when people start to falter, how do you keep them motivated and positive, trying to help them reach their fitness and weight loss goals?
A big part of my job, and a lot of people say I do, you know, they thank me for motivating them. I tell them that they didn't gain all the weight in, you know, even 12 weeks. It takes a long time to diet for most people. It should be a very slow and steady process. So I tell them it didn't take you, you know, 1 week, 3 weeks, or even a few months to put on all the weight, and you have to really be patient and consistent with taking it off. And just because you think that eating less will bring you faster results, it's really not the case. Your main goal is to really find a sustainable, long-term plan that turns into a lifestyle that you can live with basically for the rest of your life, because that's what brings results. It's not quick fixes. There's no magic pills. It's a healthy lifestyle that eventually brings you long-term results that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Slow and steady progress. I like how you said that.
Yes, for sure.
And Sloan, all people are different. So how do you tailor your plan to each individual client?
Okay. So that is the beauty of what I do. I do not believe in cookie-cutter diets because everybody is all different shapes and sizes. My clients are asked to fill out a questionnaire after they join the program. In that questionnaire are multiple questions, but their calories are really based upon their shape, their current shape, their height, their weight, their age, activity in the gym, activity outside the gym, like what they do on a daily basis. Someone that is a secretary that sits all day long is going to burn less calories than a foreman on a job or a PE teacher or someone that's running around all day. And then their current body fat is also taken into consideration with how much food they're able to eat.
So that's really good. You're actually taking the individual, looking at their lifestyle, right? Like you said, whether
right.
they're sitting in a cubicle all day or out working, the person that's out working all day can still have health and weight issues. So taking that all into account, and then you develop a plan for that each individual person.
Yes. It's all about calorie counting, but what I do is take it one step further and break it down into macros, which are proteins, fats, and carbs. And this allows the person to be able to benefit from each macro. Protein being muscle building, you need, you know, the more muscle you can build, the more calories you'll burn while resting, the leaner muscle mass you have, the leaner you'll be, tighter toned. Carbs are vital. I know most people don't believe in carbs. You're not restricted from any type of food, which, again, makes the plan long-term. As soon as you're told you can't have something, you want it even more. It's just the way the human brain works. Carbs are vital for a diet because mm-hmm. they give us the energy that we need to have an epic workout in the gym or even a little bit more pep in our step when we go for a walk. Most people feel very sluggish and irritable because they decide to cut carbs out of their body. So we eat carbs, and then we have much lower fat than probably people are used to. Fat is double the calories per gram than protein and carbs, and most people overeat way too much fat.
Okay, proteins, fats, and I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
Carbs, no. No, I was just going to say most people, you know, are so brainwashed into thinking, you know, that low carb or no carbs is the way to go, that they overeat in an abundance of fat, which fat is 9 calories per gram, whereas a carb is 4 calories per gram. So it's actually double the calories in all the fat that we eat. So it's just something to take home and think about. It's an interesting concept when everyone's so low carb, but like I said, carbs are really essential to, mm-hmm. you know, having the proper energy you need.
Right. So you mentioned proteins, fats, and carbs. Can you give us an example of healthy proteins, healthy fats, and healthy carbs? Because you're right. I hear this all the time. No carb or low carb diet is the way to go. So maybe you can help clear up the confusion a little bit for us. Give us an example of good, healthy proteins, fats, and carbs.
Sure. Most people don't even think that vegetables and fruits are carbs, but they are. So to start with, carbs are essential for a diet because fruits and vegetables are essential for a diet. So your healthy carbs, some people will call them clean food, but healthy carbs, fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, any type of rice, pasta, bread, flour, rice cakes are great. There are whole grains in them. There's lots of wraps that are low carb, so you get more, you can eat more food, I always say. Whole lean proteins are grilled chicken as opposed to a fatty protein, which would be like a chicken thigh, has much more fat in it. So like I just said, I love to eat. I'm always getting the most bang for my buck. So I would rather personally eat lean protein, save the fat so that I can have the avocado, which is, I'm going all over the place right now, but so I'll go back. The proteins, chicken, shrimp, Greek yogurt is a great source of protein. It's got 20 grams per cup in the non-fat yogurt. Cottage cheese, egg whites are all protein. Eggs are protein, but they have fat if you eat the yolks. And all kinds of fish, tuna fish. And I always say protein powder if you always want to have a shake or if you're on the go and you want to add some extra protein in. That's a lean form of protein. Your healthy fats or any type of, you know, oil, extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, they all have the same amount of fat in them. There's not one that's really more caloric than another. Peanut butter is a fat, almond butter, avocado, egg yolks, like I just said. Cheese is a fat that also has protein in it, but it's really a fat source. Fat is really limited. There's not that many sources of fat. Fat is just included. Fat's very palatable. So people tend to go towards, you know, more palatable foods, and that's what gets them in trouble because they can't stop eating more palatable foods. Mm-hmm. If you start to eat healthier foods, you know, a lot of, like a perfect example of a well-balanced macro meal would be a cup of Greek yogurt, some berries, and maybe like little honey or chopped nuts or granola over it. So you have your protein for the yogurt, your carbs are the berries, and then your fat. If you really wanted the fat over it, you can have like a little bit of granola because that's very fattening, which most people think is healthy, but it's a fattening food. Another example, like for dinner, would be a lean protein. Grilled shrimp or grilled chicken with a nice amount of vegetables and either a baked potato as your carb or rice as your carb. And then you can either add a little bit of olive oil to your vegetables as your fat, or you can have a little avocado with it, or you can put a slice of cheese over the chicken for your fat. So you see it's you know, heavily protein-based, a moderate amount of carbs, and a low amount of fat. That's really what every meal I teach my clients should look like.
Well, that's a great tip, and thank you for giving us those examples. That's really cool. So let me ask you this. How much does stress then affect our health goals as well? Now that we talked about basically food and trying to get your mind right, but as far as your mind goes, stress has got to also play a factor in this. Is that right?
Definitely. Yes. You have the stress from dieting. You have the stress from working out and the stress that you put on your body. And then you have stress from everyday life occurrences. And what it does is it retains water. So if you're following a diet and the scale per se is not moving, it's most likely a lot of times initial water retention because your body doesn't like the fact that you're giving it less food, doesn't like all the exercise. So that's, yes, stress plays a very important role. And I always tell my clients, the scale is not the ultimate defining factor of progress. It's one small way to measure progress, and it's definitely not the best way to measure progress. The best way to measure progress is by taking progress pictures every 4 weeks, every month, and comparing them and measurements. The scale doesn't take into account, you know, salt, hormones for women, water, volume of food. And so if someone gets on the scale after eating, you know, sushi, soy sauce, the salt is going to make the scale go up, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they gained weight from it. So stress retains water, which doesn't reflect on the scale, which then most people get so stressed out that the scale's not moving, and then they give up on their diet. So my best advice to them is ride it out. If you know you're in a calorie deficit, which is all you need to lose weight, just stick with the plan, know it's working, and ride it out. And eventually your body will give in to the stress and let it go, I say.
So let it go. I like that. So stick with it. You're right. Most people probably get to a point where they're just on that verge where the body is going to start really adapting to the changes, and people probably give it up, right? And they go back to the fat and the crap, right?
Exactly. So the main goal is to not give up, is to just stay consistent, stay the course. Eventually, there's no way that your body cannot change if you're doing everything right.
Stay the course. I love it. Don't give up, people. Stay the course. So I want to turn to vacation quickly. You say, because we're in that summer season, you say your goal should be to maintain, not to gain. I love how you put that. So can you share with us a couple of tips for vacation travel on how we can maintain but not gain?
Sure. I'm all about living life to its fullest. So I believe that if you go on vacation, you shouldn't be a slave to your diet during vacation, which is where the whole maintain, not gain comes into play. It should be enjoyed. It's a special time, and it's not where you go on vacation, you know, 10 times out of the year. So I always try to stress to my clients that most people overeat later in the day. So try and have a really good breakfast, which would be a really good breakfast for me would be an egg white omelet with lots of vegetables, a piece of toast or oatmeal, and some fresh fruit, and be done with breakfast and have a nice lunch, a healthier lunch. That way you've budgeted your calories where you didn't, since you didn't overeat during the day, you can indulge a little bit more at night. People like to have a glass of wine at night or a cocktail and relax. They tend to have dessert more at dinner, not at lunch. So if you bank your calories per se during the day, you'll be able to really enjoy your night, not feel deprived, all within reason. I'm not saying to have fried chicken and french fries for dinner, but all within reason, to have a great dinner out and enjoy. And again, you won't be stressed about it as much, which we just talked about. You'll feel like you had such a nice dinner, you feel satisfied, and you feel like you were good all day. You're in a really good mindset. And so if you budget your calories, where you either give up one meal or, you know, give up entirely, where you bank your calories, or you make your calories stretch a little bit more by just having like a nice big salad with a piece of fish or grilled chicken for lunch, then you're able to enjoy the dinner in full effect without putting on the weight.
That's a good tip. And when you said overeat late in the day, I can speak from experience. And that's exactly what happens. And
yes,
then you're eating late and you're overeating, and then you get back to the resort or wherever and you're just feeling so bloated and like untired. And that's
right.
Such a good tip.
If you overate at breakfast at the buffet and you overate at lunch, and then we all know we want a good dinner, then that's times three. So
right.
That's why I say try and bank some of those calories, so that you don't feel like that.
That makes sense. And most of us head out to warm weather locales. So what about drinking a lot of water and trying to stay active?
Very important. I mean, I would say if you can go for a walk on the beach or, you know, get a 20-minute workout in, I have so many different videos that I show people that you truly only need your body to get a great workout in, especially, you know, in nicer weather. It makes it more fun just to be outside. Hydration's super important. Not that water is going to take away your cravings for a meal, because I'm an eater, I'm a foodie, and I love everything about food. But it does give you the sensation that you're using your mouth, and it does keep you a little bit fuller and more satisfied as if you weren't to drink the water. So I do think it's very important to try and drink as much water as you can. It flushes you out. It keeps you hydrated. Your skin looks great. And it just makes you feel better overall. And it's great for your digestive system, too, to drink water. So drink, and if you throw the alcohol in, another more important reason to drink water is because alcohol dehydrates you. So anything that dehydrates you, the sun, the alcohol, the salt, whatever it is, the more water you can drink, the more it will flush all of those things out of your body.
Right. The water spacer in between every drink is usually
Correct.
A good plan.
Very good. Yes.
All right, well, coming up, we get the high five from Sloan Davis. And if I could ask a quick favor, after the interview with Sloan, if you're listening on iTunes, jump over to my Which Way Is Life page, hit the ratings and reviews tab, and leave me a review, rate the podcast, and by doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. I hear Sloan's dog in the background. I love it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I love dogs. It's all good. The high five with Sloan Davis is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Sloan Davis. Sloan, are you ready?
Yes. Ready.
You are very accomplished. You have achieved so much. What is your biggest motivator in life?
My biggest motivator is being able to help other people, to know that I'm changing people's lives one day at a time, to help them to be healthy and fit and live longer. It's the best motivator in the world.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number two. You're very well traveled, very accomplished. What's the best piece of advice you were ever given?
To follow your dreams and to not think that anything is not possible.
So don't allow yourself to think that.
Anything is possible if you put your mind to it. You can do anything.
All right, very good. Question number three. And this kind of dovetails with that. How did you come up with the name Pancakes and Push-Ups? Come on, people are like, what? Pancakes and Push-Ups? How's that going to work?
Very, very
and it works.
Easy. that was easy. I wanted to try and come up with something to explain to people that you truly, truly can eat food and lose weight. There is no reason to starve yourself, to be a slave to your diet, to not enjoy life and be able to be healthy and fit. So the pancakes comes from being able to enjoy yummy, delicious foods, and the push-ups is that you have to work for it also.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And as long as you can do more push-ups than pancakes, you're in good shape.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
Yes, it just goes with what you said. My favorite quote is, you can never out-train a bad diet. Meaning that food really triumphs your health and fitness goals. It doesn't matter how much you work out. If your nutrition is off, you're not going to be able to reach your goals in the weight loss department.
So that really is the important thing when you think about diet and exercise. Really, diet comes first then.
Absolutely. 85% of the equation is diet. Exercise is very healthy for your heart, and you should do it and incorporate it. But if you want to lose weight, it comes from the diet. If you want to actually change your physique, that comes from the exercise.
Ah, okay. That's a good perspective there. Very cool. All right, question number five. Finish this sentence. Last one. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
To look at the positives and to bring out the best in people instead of to just bring people up and not be negative and find faults in others.
And if we all did that, we would make the world a better place real quick.
Agree.
All right, Sloan, well, thank you. My guest today, Sloan Davis, nutritionist and trainer and purveyor of pancakes and push-ups. Sloan, how can we connect with you?
I have Instagram. It's at pancakes and push-ups. There's a bottom hyphen in the push-ups. I have a website, pancakesandpushups.com. Facebook, Pancakes and Push-Ups, Twitter, YouTube channel with all videos to give you great ideas and motivation. I think I've covered all the areas.
You've got it all.
Anywhere.
You've got it all going on. And we're going to put links to all of Sloan's social media and her website on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Well, Sloan, thank you again. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So cool talking with Sloan. Check out that website, Pancakes and Push-Ups. I love it. I think you're going to learn some good stuff when you head over there. And thank you for listening. You know I appreciate it. And remember to get every episode of Which Way Is Life. All you got to do is hit subscribe. Real easy. And I'm right there for you. Super simple. And if I could ask again, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. That helps me reach more people. And then we can help more people learn healthy, inspirational tips to make their life better. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.